Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi, Niall. I have a bit of a dilemma with my daughter and I don't know what to do about it. She's 24 now and finished college a year and a half ago. When she first finished college, I told her that I'd give her some time to get herself settled in a job before she'd have to start paying rent for living with me. She's been working in her current job now for just over a year and has just gotten a salary increase. So now she's making just under 30,000 a year. Which, that's a fair bit, isn't it? Salary. I've tried to talk to her about paying rent a couple of times, but she just keeps telling me she doesn't have the money to. She doesn't buy food, so the only expenses she has is her Leap card, which costs about 100 a month, and then her social life. She's always going out for drinks, lunch, dinner, and loads of events with her friends. She seems to be the only one who can't say no to plans, ever. I'm only asking for 100 quid a week. It's not like I'm trying to rip her off. It's only 400 a month or so. She also said that it wouldn't be fair for her to be paying rent, as she's trying to save to buy a house of her own and for her holidays next summer. Personally, I think the house is just an excuse, as I know that she's not that good with money and probably has no savings whatsoever. With the cost of everything going up, I'm really starting to feel the pinch at home, and I don't think it's right that she gets to live here scot-free. I'd love to know what other parents do. By the way, you said scotch-free. I don't know where you got that from. Scot. I don't think it's scotch. Where they go. Anyway, do you charge your adult child rent? That is the real question. Do you charge your adult child rent? That she's looking for advice. Her daughter is getting it at the moment, scotch-free, as she puts it. She's getting it scotch-free. So do you allow your adult child to live in your home for free? Is that something you should do? The number is 087-188-0008. I mean, what age should they start paying rent? Or even when they're in college, if they've got a part-time job and you're already paying their college fees and they've got a part-time job. I'm not saying take a lot of money off them, but even 20 quid a week or something towards a bill, surely, to teach them the value of money. Am I wrong or am I right? Simon, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Simon?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Good. Simon, is there anything wrong with, you know, asking your own child for money?
I don't think there is. It depends on the situation. The reason why I was paying rent is because I made my decision to leave school early and go working. So I had two choices, either stay in school or get a job and pay rent.
Let me clarify this. You started paying rent from the moment you started working at 15 years of age?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, 15 a week, yeah.
By the way, what made you leave at 15 years of age? How old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
The construction trade was booming at the time. A lot of my good friends kind of dropped out of school after junior start. They went working, so I was losing interest in school at the time.
Okay.
I just wanted to learn a trade.
Okay.
Get into an apprenticeship and earn money. That's basically.
Okay, so you went into an apprenticeship. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. And then I didn't really agree with my father at the time, but as I got older, I kind of seen where he was coming from. You have to pay for electricity, food, but all these kind of things do add up.
So can you remember? Can you remember how much your first week's wage was?
It wasn't much. I can't remember what it was. I think it must have been around 250 or something, I think.
That was all right.
So at the time, yeah.
Yeah, for 15 years of age. So probably need just about 16 because you would have been your junior year. So how much did you give your mum out of that money then?
So, yeah, my dad just asked me for 50 a week. That was it.
Fair enough.
A week. And then I had dinner when I went home. So all my clothes were washed.
Yeah.
Everything was grand. So the rest of the money.
And if the truth be known, Simon, she's probably still washing them now, is she?
She's not. No, she hasn't watched them since I was 17. Would you believe it?
Most Irish lads are henpecked by their mammies.
I know, sure. I went a different route.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So Simon, this girl is 24 years of age. Now, I do understand we're living in different times. I do understand properties are expensive and it's hard for young people to save.
Hard for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. And I've said this numerous times and I've been given out to for saying it on the air. But I don't believe times have changed that much, because when I was young too, we had the same problems. The difference is nowadays young people have more expenses, but be it on their own heads. They have mobile phones. They go on foreign holidays. They go out more than we ever did. They enjoy their life. They have Spotify's, Netflix's, all these other things. We didn't have all those things.
No.
So life is more expensive for a young person nowadays, but that's their choice.
Yeah.
But that's their choice.
Well, like, I don't know, I don't see a problem in that, like, in, you know, giving your mum or your dad, like, 50 quid a week just to cover your own costs of staying under the roof, you know?
Yeah.
It's a luxury to be staying there for free. If she's saving for a house, fair enough, like, but, you know, if she's going out for lunch and all this, she can surely afford to give her mum a bit of help at least, you know? 50 quid is not much, I know her mum's asking for 100, but, you know,
yeah,
and things are, if her mum's feeling the pinch, or, you know,
she needs
well,
a few,
you know,
quid. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and even if they're earning a small amount of money, I mean, you did all right, you know, at your age to be earning that kind of money. That was decent money at your age. But yeah, I mean, even to take a couple of quid out, you know, 20 quid off them or whatever, just to show them that life is not
just
free.
To show them what life is like when you do move out, you know, because, like, you know, I've been paying rent since I was 17 now. So, I moved out on my own. I've been paying rent since I've been 17.
So you moved out at 17?
I moved out at 17, yeah. And then I moved to the west coast of the country. I moved down to Clare. I've got a job there and I've been working down here ever since.
And have you got a house now?
No, not yet. No.
Still renting?
Still renting, yeah. But
And what age are you now, Simon? What age are you?
I've just gone 34 now.
Ah, you need to start getting yourself a house.
That's on the cards, right.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No, not at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, once you get one of them, or a boyfriend, whichever way around you happen to be. Once you get one of them, a partner, you know, then the pressure's on, isn't it?
The pressure's on to get the roof up, yeah.
Yeah, stay there for a second. Let me go to Robbie. Yeah. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Robbie?
How you doing, Ma?
What a great young man. 16 years of age, out doing an apprenticeship and giving his ma rent.
Oh, yeah, fair play. Good man.
Moves
good
out
man.
Of the house at 17 years of age. Yeah. Every parent would love that, the child moving out at 17. Yeah. Moving out at 17, yeah.
Plenty of them apprentices out there for all those shit sitting at home if you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't understand why we don't promote apprenticeships more. This idea that every kid has to go to college is a nonsense. Nonsense.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
Didn't the EU bring out a lot more apprentices, like, you know, computer programming and different types of apprenticeships?
Some kids are really skilled. Yeah. I mean, Simon, what is your apprenticeship? What are you doing, by the way?
I'm a plasterer at the moment, but I went out doing carpentry at the time.
That's what I mean, the world is going to be short of plasterers and carpenters in the
future.
Yeah, that's it. And like a lot of them emigrated to different countries. So at the moment, the construction industry is crying out for people, you know.
Yeah, and you can charge what you want as well. Sorry, Robbie.
Charge what you want. Yeah, exactly. The rates.
He'll notice himself from being on the site. I'm on the site every day of the week. And the dirty trades are the one that the kids are kind of turning their nose up to now, you know, which would be plastering and brickies and all that. But they all want to be a plumber, because plumbing's a very good trade. Yeah. Now. They're all very good trades.
I wanted to be a plumber and I fell into plastering and I ended up loving it, stuff, you know.
Healthy
trade, but good money.
Yeah, the electrician and the plumber is the one where they're all kind of focusing on, because the money's good there.
Yeah,
and
most kids nowadays want to sit behind a desk with a keyboard in front of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to get their hands dirty.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, I mean, look at the kids nowadays. Like, I mean, like back, like I'm 50, so like in the '80s when we were working and we were only kids coming out of school, like it was a whole thing. You just handled, even if it was a 50 quid a week or something like that. You know, I think once you leave school and once you become into that adult world, I think you have to start contributing somehow. Because
And it's one way to learn what life is all about. Exactly.
It is.
It's
a responsibility that you have to take on board, because there's not only that, like, you know, that, right, okay, when you're in school, that's fair enough. Your parents are looking after you. But now you're working full time and you have a job.
Yeah.
You know, you have to understand that you're now part of that, kind of the cog in the wheel, and you have to start helping pay for if it's electricity bill or the gas bill, or
paying
just giving
rent.
Up 100 quid or 50 quid or 75 quid, whatever it is, you hand up. You know,
Do your daughters hand up?
Well, two of them are in school and one of them does, yeah.
Yeah.
One. There's only one working in two or
so. How old is she?
She's 19.
Okay, so is she going to college as well?
No. She works for Field.
Oh, okay. The jewellers, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what she does. So she's really interested in that, so she's got her head up into that. So,
okay, it's a good business to be in, by the way. Okay,
yeah,
so
the other one is now doing her their work experience thing in
transition year.
Thank you, yeah. That's what she's doing. Yeah.
All right, so the 19-year-old pays her way now. So, but what would you do if she came along to you and said, look, Dad, I can't pay any rent because I want to try and save for a house?
I'd say, yeah, absolutely perfect. Save for a house, but just hand up what you can, even if it's 20 quid a week, you know.
Anything, that nonsense of going out dancing and clubbing and all,
you know, I'd knock that in the head and saying, here, if you're going out dancing and clubbing 3 nights a week, knock one of your club on the head one night a week and give your mother an extra 30 quid a week and then make it up to 50 or whatever, you know.
But, do you think kids nowadays, Robbie, have it harder than you had it?
No, but they like to think they have. I think, like, I mean, nowadays, when I was growing up as a kid, would have been the same year as you, Noel, they were about 7, 8 years older than me. We came from an era that was less instant, let's say, you know.
Less materialistic, yes.
Yeah, less material, it is. And would they have it harder nowadays? No, they'd like to think it is, and some of the parents would like to think their poor little child, oh, God love them, they're stressed out and all this, which is a nonsense. I think a lot of them bring it on themselves.
Well, but they've a lot more choices. And by the way, they're choices they're making. You don't have to go on a Spanish holiday every year. You don't have to go to a nightclub every night of the week. You don't have to have an iPhone. You don't have to have all these things, the fastest internet.
Don't.
But they're
exactly.
they're choosing to have them.
They are. And you know what? And it's not my generation, your generation, but I think kids in general these days are bloody boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
Oh. In what sense boring?
I think we were a lot more friendly and open. You
I think
know
we
what
were
I mean?
More creative, probably.
A bit more creative, yeah. That's what I think. Like, we see going out.
Sorry, Simon?
That could be technology to blame, maybe.
Yeah, technology has made them lazy somewhat and less creative because the technology is doing it for them.
Exactly. And, you know, it is, though, like, you know, this whole thing of, you know, I'm offended by everything and this and that and whatever. I'm not getting on to that end of the things, but, like, they need to... I think that this generation right now, at the present moment, between the ages of, say, you know, 14 and 25, need a good kick in the arse. Excuse the French, but I think they need a bit of a shake to wake them up and a bit of a reality check of what's going on around them, you know?
Yeah, in other words, and tell them that they have... If you want certain things in life, you have to make sacrifices.
You have to make sacrifices.
They
have to go out and work for it.
They'll wake up.
Yes, they will.
But you have to go out and work for it. You don't get everything handed to you,
exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So watch this mother do. She's been a year, more or less, asking this girl for rent and she's kind of said, oh, no, I'm saving.
Yeah, she's in a hard situation. She can't really, you know, kick her out, and she can't really force her to get money. So
right.
I suppose it's up to the girls to, you know.
You think, by the way, Simon, you think you're good paying rent and paying your way at 15 years of age? Hang on for a second here. Morris!
If you decide to drop out of school and go walking,
yeah.
And that was the choice you made. That was the,
oh, yeah, I know, but you think you're great doing it at 15. Hold on for a second. Morris, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Morris, when were you paying your way?
I smashed that record. I paid me mother a few bob every week's wages at 12 years of age.
So what were you doing at 12?
I got a job as a lounge boy at 12. And I remember my first week's wages. Now, I'm the youngest of 10 kids, right? And they're all there looking at me, handing up my first week's wages to me ma. And there's 750 in it. Now, she said, keep your tips. Just hand up your wages. So she took a fiver over and gave me back 10 shillings, like 50p.
She took all your money?
Shillings. No. £2 savings into the credit union.
Right.
50p for me for the week. And she put a fiver into the household. That she told me.
So she took about 70% of your money.
No, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not. You said it does look like that to me. It does look like that to me.
Every penny she took, she put into the credit union for me and gave it back to me when I was 16.
Ah, right.
Okay. Now, there's a mammy's love for you.
Ah, right.
So she got me into the habit of saving. But I was just thinking about that woman, like with that girl. Jesus, she's freeloading off her own mother.
Oh, she's leeching.
She's raised her from the time she came out.
The womb. Oh, we've lost your line there, Mar. Are you still there, Morris? You lost your line. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Noel. Yeah, she got her a job, got her educated, gave her a good start in life, and then your woman comes around and goes, ah, Ma, I have to go out every night of the week. She's not even paying for her grub.
No. Paying for nothing.
Scab. Throw her out. And listen, Noel, you know yourself, the government brought out a rule. You can make 14 grand a year tax-free for renting out a room.
That's right, yeah.
Kick her out and make her homeless and get somebody in that'll pay you 14 grand.
I don't think the public would appreciate you making her homeless.
Yeah, but you have to make your way. You have to be proud of where you come from and give back to your parents.
Yeah, and what do you say, you know, to those who are saying, you know, it's a tougher world out there now?
No, it's all. Listen, we're the generation that came back from the tough war because...
Yeah, but their house prices and the rental costs and...
But this house price, Noel, I bought my house in 2004, and this nonsense of the house prices, I'm paying through for the price of my house. It's like in 2004, the price of houses weren't like 50p each. You know what I mean? Like, they were expensive.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, I put it into context at the time, yeah, and what people were earning. Yeah, sorry, Morris.
Yeah,
paid a 1986. I bought my first house, right? I was earning 140 pounds a week, and the house cost me 23.5 grand.
Yeah, so it's all in context, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I was the same. My first house I bought in 1991. Anyway, it was 50,000.
Yeah. Well, my house is still the same price now as it was nearly going back to 2004 now.
And I think I was earning 250 a week, about that. I think I was getting about 30 or 40 quid a gig 5 nights a week or something like that. So it's all in context, isn't it? Because at the time, that would have seemed really expensive. You know what I mean?
That young girl seems to be more interested in going out and flashing her cash with her friends and helping towards her mother's house contribution, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
and
as a mother, the very early sort of good.
She bet she has no savings at all there. She's only talking nonsense that she's using that as an excuse to get a house, but she doesn't expect us anything.
Well, the mother believes, by the way, she's not very good with money. She doesn't believe her she's saving. But stay there, but let me get a female opinion on this. Breda, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Breda? I'm good. How do you believe this girl that... Oh, we've lost her. Jesus Christ. Hang on, we just play a bit of WhatsApp audio for you here. Some people sending in their messages on WhatsApp as well.
Hi, Niall. I don't think it has anything to do with age. Like, whether the child is 17, 18, or they're 25, 26, 30, I think it's to do with whether they're earning their own money or not. And as soon as they are earning their own money, a percentage of that should definitely go back into the house, whether it is to pay a bill or whether it's for rent. So if they're just getting a few bob a week, then they give like €20 towards bill or whatever. But this young one who's earning 30 grand, she should definitely pay rent.
Okay, she should be definitely paying rent. Sorry, let me get back to Breda. We lost her there for a second.
Sorry,
she vanished down a hole.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, Breda. So Breda, I mean, your little madam now, how old is she?
My lady is 22.
Okay, 20. Is she paying rent?
She gives a little contribution every week, yes. She's working and she's in college, but she fully realises that, you know, it's not a freebie. And, you know, she was very well looked after, put through a nice school and everything. So, you know.
It's like payback time, yeah.
It's not something it would even occur to me not to give to my parents. I mean, I started work when I was 18. I earned £40 a week and my mother got half of it.
My first job was 50 quid. I worked in a record shop and my mother got 25.
Yeah, and I mean, it never occurred to me to say, well, I'm not giving you money. I mean, they looked after us, they fed us, they made, you know, I mean, I don't ever remember being cold, hungry or anything else.
But what about the, you know, nowadays these poor Gen Zs or millennials, no, Gen Zs, you know, that's what they call them, by the way, that age group. Right. Yeah, they're you know, oh, I have to save for a house and rent prices are so high and I need to save for a deposit and blah, 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 so I can't be giving you any money.
That's bullshit. Sorry.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, like, I'm sorry. If you're staying at home and living with your parents, you're saving a huge amount of money not having to pay rent every month, because mommy and daddy are certainly not going to charge you like what you'd be paying if you were out trying to keep an apartment in Dublin or something.
Yeah. And they could, you know, I mean, Morris is right in what he said. They could easily rent out your room and make a lot more money and kick you out.
Absolutely, yeah. Off you go there now, Dolly. And especially with the price of rent and everything.
No, and you know, I mean, room rent now in the Dublin area, for example, you're looking at €1,000 to rent out a room.
Yeah. And that's before you pay your gas, your electricity, you feed yourself, you know, you pay whatever other maybe amenities have to be paid in whatever apartment you're living in. So, I mean, anyone that has a problem giving their parents money, shame on them. That's all I have, you know.
Like, so you even if you're saying even if it's a small amount, well, I mean, mind you, she's earning, it says here she's earning 30,000 a year.
And then she can give her parents €100 a week.
Yeah.
She still have plenty of money left over. And I mean, that would make such a difference to the parents if they knew that €400 coming in every month. They can put that towards the gas or to put it towards the electricity. A friend of mine, her gas bill at the, or her electricity bill at the end of August was €190. And at the end of October there, it's €398.
Oh, jeez, I know.
Like, that's a phenomenal jump for anybody to have to find the money for. So, I mean...
She's earning before tax nearly 600 quid a week. So I'm assuming she's probably coming out with about 450 out of that.
Right, so she still have €350 a week. She could save €200 of that if she really is talking about getting a deposit on a house. Still has €150 to spend on.
I know. On her nights out and whatever else she's doing.
And then just, you'd don't go out as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to cut your cloth to suit your style. It's an old saying.
Is it a bit cruel? There are parents, you know, who will not, under any circumstances, charge their children for living in the home.
Well, I think they're doing them no favours now, because they have to learn that everything in life is not free.
Mm.
You know, you have to teach them the basics of them being able to stand on their own as an independent adult.
Yeah.
But if you're mollycoddling them and doing everything for them, and they go out into that big bad world, they're not going to thrive, because they're not going to know how to do it.
Okay.
You know, even if they took the money off them and they put it in an account or something, if they don't want to use the money for whatever, but every parent should charge their children money, because they have to learn that you have to contribute to society. So,
by the way, just before I go into the break, I'm just curious. Oisín, I'm going to come to you straight after the break too in relation to this, but before I go into the break, I happen to spot some of the paper here, and I thought I'd ask you, as a homemaker, because not a homemaker, but, you know, somebody who owns a home.
Yeah.
There's a new calculator out now that's been launched, and it tells you how often you should change and wash your bed sheets. Because they say we overdo it, because we have showers, and if we wear pyjamas, so there's no need to be cleaning them. How often do you change your bed sheets?
Every week.
Would it be once a week?
Well, once a week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. According to the survey, that's too much, by the way.
If you shower
every night before you go to bed, and you're wearing pyjamas, you don't need to be washing them that often. Unless you have pets.
Yeah, I shower in the morning, so, you know.
Oh, are you a morning showerer?
When I get up, whenever I get up to, I shower before I go to work. So
yeah, some people are morning showers, some people are nighttime showers.
Now, if I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning like I did on Sunday, I'd have my shower the evening before and get into the bed. But if I'm going in like for a midday flight or something, I'll definitely shower that day, you know.
Ruth, are you a nighttime or a daytime showerer? She's not sure. Hold on, just a little. Sorry, say it again, Ruth.
Morning time.
Morning time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I did have a shower last night instead of this morning.
Right, because you felt dirty.
No, I need to wash my hair, and I was too lazy to do it this morning.
All right, okay. Anyway, thank you, Rita. I'll come to Oisín. I'm going to come to you after the break. I'll probably ask you the same question as well. By the way, I'm asking, there's an email here from a woman. Her 24-year-old daughter is now working, earning 30 grand, having a good time. She said she's saving for a house, so therefore she can't pay her mother, my ass, some money for rent. And the mother's saying, is this normal? Do parents let their kids stay for free in their homes? The number's 087-188-0008. All right, let's go to Oisín. Oisín, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you?
Good. Now, Oisín, I mean, can you remember back when you got your first job, or when you start paying your mother rent, or did you ever pay rent?
Oh, absolutely. No, I was serving my time as an electrician.
All right.
So I was earning 58 punt a week for my first year.
Good old days of punt.
The old punt.
Yeah.
And out of that, you had to hand up 20.
I'm trying to remember when we changed from pounds to punts.
Funny, I was trying to remember the same thing myself.
I think it was
15 years ago or something.
No, that was punts to euros. But we
changed. Punts to euros, sorry.
Yeah, we changed from pounds, because we were pounds.
We were pounds and then punts.
Yeah, the punts came in, was it in the 1980s?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, Ruth is frantically typing outside now to try and find out.
You used to go into the shops and you'd see, like, you know, so let's say whatever it was, and it was like 1/2p.
That's right, 1/2p.
What about the 1/2p?
Yeah. Do you remember you get 2 blackjacks for a penny?
Yes, I do. I do.
We used to go into the shop across the road from the school, myself and Tom, mate of mine, Tom Farley, and we'd have 20 pence and we'd say, can we have 15 blackjacks and can we have 25 fruit salads? Because they were 1/2p each.
Yep.
And your woman was real old, and God bless her. And she used to count them out in front of you. Be like, 1, 2, 3. And she'd be halfway through, and we go, actually, no, make that 20 blackjacks and 15 fruit. And we used to drive her mad.
No, I was saying that to my kids about the 1/2p. And they went, what? What? And, you know, I'm one of these guys who likes to kind of collect the odd old coin. And I said, that's 1/2p. Mm. And you used to see that on the price stickers.
Okay, Ruth is put up my screen, but I don't think this is completely accurate, so she's still looking. After 1938, it became known simply as the Irish pound or the punt. But now, I can tell you now, it was never known as the punt when I was young.
No.
So, no, it was always the Irish pound, and I wasn't young in 1938. So, but I think it officially became the punt, where they actually put the word punt on the note.
They did.
In the 80s somewhere. Now, could it be the late 80s, mid 80s? I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
Yeah, you're grand.
Oisín, so your first job, you paid your mother.
So that was 20 euro, that was 20 pounds at the time.
Yeah.
So out of that, I had to pay, before the leave card and the whole lot, you went off and got like a little bus there. Actually, you still have two of them. And you go in the shop and you pay 10, 10.50, I think, or 9 euro, or whatever it was, on a due for the week. So every time he got on the bus, he put it into the reader, and it would put the date and the time when he got on the bus and when he got off.
Yeah.
So that was another tenner out of that. So that left me with 20 right. for the entire week. Right. So,
well, 20, I mean, what year was that?
That was 1998.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right, I have clarification. Sorry for interrupting everybody again. January the 31st, 1971, it officially became the punt.
Oh, right. Okay.
I actually thought it was a bit later than that, but there you go.
So
this girl, should she be now? She is saving for a house, according to her mother, and she's trying to save for a house.
Although doesn't the mother, sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it to me. No, so she's having a good time. But should the mother take that into consideration?
I think she should be coming home and handing up something. Whether it's look, you know, here you go. Look, there, you know, there's 20 euro towards, you know, let's say you're on pay as you go or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. There, or she could, you know, 20 euro towards ESB or gas, or come home with maybe 20, 30 quid worth of shopping.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Get the groceries every now and again. Yeah, yeah.
Contribute. We all have to contribute. And I mean, my son's 15, my daughter's 13, and I've kind of nipped this in the bud to a certain extent. I said, I'll do what my parents did. You keep your first week's wages, because you could be on emergency tax, so you're probably going to get a little bit banjaxed with that. But after it's sorted, you keep, you know, you're fine. But after that, you'd be handing up. Let's see what you're making. But you'd be handing up maybe 20 euro, 30 euro.
Right.
Depending on what your wages are. And they looked at me with complete horror. And I know I'm starting early, but I said, listen, you know, as long as you're here, and, you know, they understand, you know, they understand what prices and everything else with the houses and the whole lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sort of going, look, as long as you're here, when you're at that age, you have to contribute.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Niall?
Always could be better, but you know yourself, she had struggled through life. Patrick, I mean, did you always contribute?
Would you believe, Niall, when I was 10, I started a paper round. They used to do 7 mornings a week, and I got £1.50 a week. I gave my mum £1 out of it.
Right. Well,
right. And I, even when I left home and was working as an apprentice at the age of 17, I brought money home every week to my parents. I left and joined the Defence Forces at the age of 21. And all the years I was in the Defence Forces living on the base, I sent money home every week.
I'm going back to when you were 10 and the air raid shelters and the sirens were going off. No, I'm joking.
Oh, God, absolutely.
So, absolutely. So you got £1.50 for delivering the papers for a week?
For a whole week. Jeez. 7 days a week, rain, snow, hail. And I gave my mum £1.
What year was that, Patrick, by the way?
1969.
Well, okay.
So that was probably a decent amount of money.
Oh, it was, yeah.
To a kid of 10 years of age, that was probably 50 quid by today's standards.
Absolutely. But it doesn't matter whether, and up until I got married, I didn't get married till I was in my mid-30s, I sent home money every single week to my parents until I got engaged, and then I said to them, look, has to stop now because I have to save up for the wedding.
Yeah, your priority is your wife.
My hat's off to that.
Very noble,
genuinely, my hat's off to him. That's amazing. That really is.
How long were you in the Army, the Defence Forces for, Patrick?
I was in the Navy for 10 years.
Okay. And why did you leave after 10 years?
Well, the boss came along and I fell in love, and she said, you're not going to see anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's the boss. She knows best.
Yeah, that's it.
So you went and got yourself a normal job.
Well, would you believe when I came out of the forces, Niall, I could not get a job. It was the late 80s.
Oh, that's when there was a huge problem with unemployment.
And I went over to England, and within 2 days of landing in England, I had a place to stay, and I had a job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, they were very happy to see the Irish in those days to build a few places for them. Okay, but Patrick, getting back to this woman. So this woman is saying her daughter's 24. She's got a decent job. She's earning 30 grand. And she's saying that she can't afford to give her money because she's saving for a house.
Well, then what I say to the mum is that is totally out of order. Yeah. Tell her to go out and rent a flat or accommodation and see how much that costs her a week.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thanks, Oisin. Thanks, Patrick. Got lots of your WhatsApp messages coming in as well, by the way.
No, you can't kick them out. You've got to sit them down and talk to them, okay? It's imperative you sit down and talk to them and just tell them the situation around the country, around the world. You've got to give me something per week and make it a habit every week. You're not getting fed for nothing. You're not getting ESB for nothing. You have to give me something. And if you decide you're not going to give me anything, okay, what you do is you go out there and look for somewhere and find somewhere. And then if you want to come back, you can come back to me after that.
Cheers, pal. There's a rock of sense for you.
Hiya, Niall. I'm loving the show today, by the way. We have a 26-year-old guy, son, living with us. And he has a car. He has a very well-paid job.
Yep.
For a well-known organisation.
Yep.
And guess what?
What?
He never and hasn't paid a penny to housekeeping. Zero. Because my wife decides, oh no, we couldn't ask him for money.
Oh, there's a row in your house tonight when you go home if they hear that on the radio. But you're right. You are right. He needs to start paying. He's got a car. He's got a good job in a well-known place, as you mentioned there. So it's obviously quite a reputable job. He needs to start trumping up a few quid. Couldn't agree with you more. Terrible, terrible shocking situation. You need to talk to your wife about that one.
Hiya, Niall. Niall, it's always been tough years when we were all growing up and getting our own homes and having kids. It was always hard when we were younger.
Of course.
But that young one, 24 years of age, a woman, may I add, going into work, listening to people talking about the price of petrol, gas, food, and she's listening to, because this is what people are talking about in workplaces.
Yeah.
And she's gone off getting probably her hair done, our lashes done, our tan done, all for herself going out, as she says she does.
Yeah.
And then she's going on a holiday and then she'll buy a house.
Yeah.
What's she buying, Niall? She's buying a Wendy house because that woman is crazy. She's not teaching her daughter anything. She should be taking money off her every week because it will make her move out because she'd be like, I'm not going to keep giving it to me, ma'am. I'm going to start saving and move out. She's not helping her. And she's a very, very selfish girl, not giving her mum anything and the cost of living, Niall.
Even take the money off her and give it back to her when she's putting a deposit down on the house. That'd be a good idea. Wouldn't it? Pardon me. Excuse me. Nearly belched there.
Well, you know, I love the show. There's no way that girl is saving to buy a house. She's always going out for drinks and saving for a foreign holiday and all that.
Yeah, she's lying.
Tell that woman to cop onto herself. She needs to start handing up.
Yeah.
She's just having it too easy. No way.
No way. You couldn't.
Hi, Niall. Sorry, I can't come on. Just listening there.
Yeah.
First of all, there's no such thing as an adult child. They're either an adult or
a child. Agree with you more.
And at 24 years of age, she's an adult.
She's an
earning
adult.
Some money. And there's no excuse whatsoever for her not handing up some money towards housekeeping. I think at her age and what she's earning, 50 to 75 euro would be reasonable to be paying her mother. Teresa, bye-bye.
Thanks, Teresa. She needs to grow up. You're right. Absolutely. All right. There's loads more voicemails there, but don't want to get to pay them all.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.